Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a new survey revealed some of the things that people begin to hate as they get older. And no, not your spouse. Now, the list includes loud noise, going out after you've already gotten home, staying out late, winter, and arguing with strangers online. Now, there's much more to the survey. And as a 55-year-old man, I'd say that the survey itself only scratches the surface of things that are intolerable as you get older. Now, that said, I'm one of those people that does not mind getting older. A, it beats the alternative, but sure, there's the aches and pains and the doctors seem to share more bad news, but there's also that inner peace and true indifference that I find rewarding. But not everyone feels the same way. A guy named Brian Johnson, he was the subject of a Netflix documentary called Don't Die, The Man Who Wants to Live Forever. He spends about $2 million a year trying to find a way to stay young, and among other things, he's used his son's plasma in an effort to keep the years off, but it didn't work because, frankly, that's not how it works. But now he's moved into researching his son. And, well, some of the things that he researches includes tracking his son's erections while his son sleeps. I'm not making this up because I don't have the imagination to even come up with that. But seriously, he has a log of his son's sleep erections. You might be asking yourself why, and we say, that's a good question, but it is not one of the questions we'll be asking you for a random question question, and today is a random question question. That's where you call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your story with us, we will then share the news story that inspired said question. The random question question brought to you today by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
Be part of the big show, the random question question, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but tell us the way we go. Welcome to Season 20 and Episode Number 4249 with a large and charged program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guests is as good as mine on the way at 4:30. Our categories today, as we have the stage set for the Super Bowl down in New Orleans.
Yep.
We have the 10 greatest quarterbacks of all times.
All right.
Okay. Going to the world of the NFL. With that said, on the list, there are a number of guys that are tied. But there is only one active player on the list as far as the top 10 quarterbacks that have ever played the game.
I think we can figure that out.
You will see them in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So that is one of the choices today. The other is America's favorite sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, they asked 2,000 people about the sandwiches they consider to be some of their favorites. Now, like anything else, some people like to have breakfast for dinner, which is always a winner. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Everyone, like a home run. Like,
my kids celebrate if I say that.
We should do this more often. This is fantastic. The thing about a sandwich is, a lot of people go and grab one for lunch and they get whatever they get. But sometimes the sandwich is not really in your mind when you're doing dinner night. Right. It's not top of mind. And typically, if you're going to go that way, you're going to probably make some type of hot sandwich.
Correct.
This list is a mixture of both.
Okay.
All right. This has got a little of your lunch favorites in there, as well as some of the ones where you're like, yeah, tonight we're hooking that up. And you know,
you could have a turkey sandwich for dinner, but you're right. If I made it for dinner, I'd probably make a grilled turkey and cheese.
Sure.
And I don't know why, but it's like, well, it's dinner. I better heat it up.
And some sandwiches, man, we know for a fact that they are an absolute nap. So it's kind of hard to just sit there and house
an entire
Philly cheesesteak. Yeah, my God. During the lunch hour. What, market time meats? Was that market house meats?
Correct.
Those were the ones, Steve, where you would bring in the giant ass Reubens.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I know you can eat, but half the time you can only eat half those sandwiches.
Those Reubens were massive.
Yeah. They gave you more than you paid for. People would actually complain, which I found was crazy. Like, dude, I just wanted to get a sandwich, and they put, 800 ounces of meat. I'm like, what is the problem? You don't have to eat it all now.
Right.
Because seriously, I would eat half. And then I'm like I said, they gave you more than your money's worth. So I'm like, dude, that's part of the reason I love going there.
Right. And I'll tell you what.
But I'm with Miles. If you eat a proper cheesesteak for lunch, like a 12-inch one, you need to lay down.
Now, we could talk about a couple of these things, but I honestly believe that in the 20 years, maybe it's just based on learning what's around the area and educating myself to some of the better sandwiches. Seattle is a great sandwich town. I think we do a lot of things better than a lot of other places do.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Like what?
Okay, for an example.
Sandwich-wise.
All right. If you want a good Cuban sandwich, Paseo, or whatever the sons that took over.
Okay.
That is a very good pulled pork or Cuban-style sandwich.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it gets voted one of the best ones in the country, which makes no sense, because we are the farthest away from the origins of where that place is. Fish sandwiches are incredibly good in the area.
That's strong.
If you go down to Colazzi's, and you get a cheesesteak.
Very good.
A very good cheesesteak sandwich. However, there are some gaps. We don't have a good chicken cheesesteak, so to speak. It's very difficult to find Reuben on the menu in a lot of the places
we
go to. But for the most part, there's some good meatball subs in the area.
Smarty Pants makes a lot of good sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. So, sandwiches and NFL quarterbacks. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine at 4:30. Oh, what else do we have for you? Your chance to win $5K a day. That is still going on. All you need to do is listen to us for 1 hour. On your Odyssey app, you're probably already logged in. As when you downloaded the thing for free, it just asks you your credentials. So when you listen for 1 hour, you have a shot at winning. And you can also listen at work at odyssey.com. Just sign in. Make sure you tell them that you're there. And if you listen for 1 hour, you're automatically qualified to win that money. Oh, what else do we have for you? As we're celebrating our 20th anniversary here on these fine radio station airwaves, we now have the Minsroom 20th anniversary lager.
Yeah.
And it is starting to get out there as far as bars being on draft. More locations as far as the convenience stores, the grocery stores of the world.
Have you seen it on draft yet? I've seen it at the store. I've not seen it on draft yet.
I
know
not.
A couple of places where it's on their waiting. They got to blow a keg and they'll put it on, but I have not had it yet.
Yeah.
I've had plenty of cans of it. I just haven't had it on draft.
It really is. And with that, we've got a brand new t-shirt celebrating the 20th anniversary lager in the Rock Shop. It's available now at KISW.com. It is a very cool shirt.
I like it a lot, man. And I don't always say that with the merch that they put out there, but this one I do like quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a stylish t-shirt, man. And hopefully you can join us at our launch party as we begin the 20th anniversary Men's Room World Tour with a bang this year. And we'll broadcast live on Friday, February 7th from 2 until 6. Hopefully you can join us up in Woodinville at the Black Raven Brewing. If you have not tried the beer, if you have not had it on draft, you can go up there, hang out with us as we do our show live. Pick up a sixer to go or a case of beer to go.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a mix and match pack there.
That is what I like to do.
At home with some good beer and join us for a free live broadcast. And you'll be a part of that as we will launch the Men's Room Lager with our launch party in 20 years here at KISW. Again, that's Friday, February 7th. So hopefully if you're in the area, stop by and join us for a cold one. And today is the day that we do our random question. 206-803-ROCK.
Random, hello, random, Parker. Random, welcome random, to the Men's Room. Random.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Parker, welcome to the program. Random question. All right. Parker, let's start with this one. Where would you say was the worst public bathroom that you've ever had to use? Where's the worst bathroom you've ever had to use?
So if you guys are on I-5 northbound and there's a truck stop, a rest stop in Fife there, or right above Fife. And so one time I went in there and I had to do the hover move where you hover over the toilet because it was so messed up. That one was the worst one I've ever been to.
And what I appreciate, you did not hesitate to answer this question. It
yeah,
wasn't like
it was traumatizing.
They've since redone the train station there, but the 34th Street station in downtown Philadelphia. And just like you, I'm only using it because I've got to go. I've got to go number two, and I've never smelled a bathroom that bad. And to put it in perspective, like I asked the security guard, like, where's the bathroom? He explains where it is, and the hole to get there is probably 60 to 90 feet long. It's just this straight shot, and the bathroom's at the very end. And when you turn the corner, you could smell the bathroom from 90 feet away. Keep in mind, the door is closed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And when you walk in, it visually represented what you smelled. And I'm like, I cannot. And it's one of those things where it's hot, it's humid, it's gross.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But other than that, there's a bathroom, the dirt church bar I used to go to all the time. And, like, even when you went in there to pee, guys notoriously, you'd hear a... And you'd hold your breath as long as you could. It just reeked, man. It was bad. Floor sticky, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there's like pubic hair everywhere. But the one time I had to poop. And I'm like, there's no chance I'm going to poop in that bathroom. So I went in there and grabbed a bunch of toilet paper and paper towels. And went outside and pooped next to the light rail track. And all my buddies were making fun of me. Like, I cannot believe you're going to go poop next to the light rail track. I said, brother, I'm not. Look, we've been coming to this bar. Mm-hmm. We know what goes on. There's no chance I'm using that toilet in there. So I take a crap, and where this light rail track was, there's a very steep hill that kind of dropped down to a now abandoned train station. So I'm on the hill, and I'm holding on to, like, this baby tree because the hill is that steep, pooping behind me. And this is so stupid, and it's humiliating. But then the light rail train pulls up. Now, this is not the station, but it has to stop at a light. And this is a two-minute light, and it's at night. So the lights are on in the train, which I do know makes it harder to look outside and see what's going on outside when it's dark.
Correct.
But you can still see clearly. And so in my mind, I felt like everyone could see me, and I still remember what this woman looked like. She did not see me, but just where the train was, it looked like she's looking at me, but there's no way she was. I remember exactly what she looked like. Okay. If she walked in this studio right now, I'd be like, you're on the light rail on this date looking down the hill. She probably wouldn't remember, but the thing was, I didn't want to move. Because I forget if I move, then people on the train are going to notice some kind of movement and stare out there.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there waiting, but this baby tree, the roots start pulling up a little bit. Right? It did not rip out. I did not roll down into the train tracks, but that's what would have happened. But this tree keeps uprooting like a quarter of an inch every 15 seconds, and I'm just thinking to myself, this is how you die.
Yep.
You're going to roll down this hill, break your neck at the bottom of this abandoned train station with your pants down, poop all over the place, and this is how they're going to find you. Luckily, the train finally pulled off. Wipe my ass. Everyone laughed at me at the bar. And I said, dude, I promise you, it's better to poop on a hill outside of the light rail than it is to poop in that bathroom.
Yeah. Here's a positive, horrible bathroom story. It ends well. All right? So when I was in high school, the high school that I went to is no longer in existence. It had been there for 100 years. It smelled like it had been there for 100 mm-hmm. years. If you know anything about the way that high schools are as far as the rules and everything else, depending on where you went back in the day, the public bathrooms that were at the high school had no stall doors.
Oh, God. They would take them off because kids were doing
stuff. It wasn't necessarily that they weren't clean. They were mopped every night, and they were taken care of by the custodial services.
Sure.
And so it wasn't like they smelled. It was just, it was so hard to go to the bathroom that, you know, you held it, if you could, all day.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if you needed to go number two, this was kind of like, oh, no. Like, I just don't, because those bathrooms were, they were small. They weren't as big as they needed to be for the students and the size of that building. It was just old times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There might have been two stalls and two urinals, and that was it. And, I mean, that was it for almost the entire school. Well, there was also an athletic annex that they built that had all of the lockers and the locker room facilities for the wrestling team, the men and women's basketball teams, your football, baseball, and all that. Everybody had lockers if you're playing a sport. Now, you might have just had it during the season when you're playing.
Sure.
But you were allowed in that area. And it was kind of across the street. There were times where if you played sports, you might be gone to the bathroom for 10 to 12 minutes or even longer because you knew you could walk across the street and get in the annex and use the bathroom with an actual stall door. Now, during this time, there was a kid that was our age that we grew up with. Smart guy. But he also, he signed up to be an assistant athletic trainer.
All right.
So in other words, if you're playing football or whatever, he would tape your ankles. He would do...
Correct.
All, if you needed stem work, electric stem work, if you had sore spots, like he would tape your shoulders up for you and do all that stuff. And he worked under Coach Stanley, who was also like a therapist trainer. All right? And so he's taping me up one day, and I'm like, man, I was like, do you have any interest in this? Is this something that, you know, I mean, you're going to do this in college? Or because we had a pretty good physical therapy school. And he's like, nah, man. He's like, to be honest with you, the only reason I really wanted to do this is because, number one, I get credit for a period.
Of course.
And number two, I have access to the bathrooms because he had IBS.
Oh, yeah.
So right. that was actually the inspiration for him.
His IBS is what got him to do this work.
Because so he could get access to that because you couldn't That's get fair. In there if you weren't. No, guess what he does now? He has his own physical therapy practice.
I'll be damned.
For sports medicine. He went to school to do it.
So if he didn't
and that's
have
not an easy degree, by the way.
If he did not have IBS, do you doubt that that's what he'd be doing now?
Well, he never would have gotten into it.
Right.
I mean, he never would have known. He never would have dipped his foot in the water.
I wonder if he tells that story.
Yeah.
Like, look, make it positive.
That's
out
what
of
I'm saying.
Negative,
like, this is a positive story about terrible bathroom situations. I know that to be a fact.
Damn.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Do you remember the video of a guy? It was last year. So the video, they never really point this part in the video. It's just someone had on their cell phone, and a fight broke out in the high school bathroom. Wherever these two kids were, they had beef, they met in the bathroom. And when you watch the video, these two, like two high school kids, I mean, they're throwing punches, they get each other in the headlock, they ricochet off the sink. But the person I felt worse for, there's some kid in there who's just trying to poop.
Just pooping?
He has nothing to do with their fight, but as they're wrestling around, they crash through the door and basically land on his lap. While he's sitting in there taking a dump. And I'm like, man, you know, you're the guy that should throw haymakers now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You guys got beef. I get it, man. It's a high school bathroom. That's where you're going to fight. Cool. Like, I had the door closed. I'm just trying to poop. And you got, of all the stalls you could crash through, you crashed through mine.
Yes.
I would be pissed.
I mean, just like, come on, guys. Like, come on, man.
Bruce Bass, where's the worst public bathroom that you've ever had to use? We can all agree, for the most part, Starbucks has clean bathrooms.
Sure.
I mean, they do a great job with that, but today, I believe, is the first day that they are not allowing non-paying customers.
Oh, is this today?
I believe today is the first day of all their new rules. So basically, I said, and there's a lot of different rules around the country as far as this goes, but for the most part, rules about restroom access in restaurants vary by city, county, and state. So in New York, for example, they require restroom access for customers at food establishments.
Okay.
With 20 or more seats. Underneath that, you still could walk in. So Subway's going to have 20 seats.
At least. They will now.
So a lot of these places, look, I don't know where you're going to go in the event of an emergency unless you're on a major interstate and there is a rest area available.
Sure.
Other than that, I mean, you can always go and sneak into a McDonald's. But you know what you do when you go to McDonald's? You typically get a soda.
I was going to say, I feel bad doing it. So I feel like if I go into a fast food place on a road trip, I will end up buying literally that, like a soda and an order of fries or just something.
But at least it's economical.
Yeah.
You're going to go like, look, it's McDonald's, man. I'm going to go to the bathroom first. But yes, I will come out here and I'll buy something for you guys. Right.
And as you know, man, there's a lot of people who face a lot of challenges out there. And a lot of times employees end up having to clean those bathrooms for an extended period of time. I know of the coffee shop that I go to every morning. They have incidents all the time that just require a great deal of cleanup in the bathroom. And people oftentimes pass out in there, and they lock the door, and they have the key. Not that the management doesn't have another key, but the last thing you want to do is open a locked door with somebody inside to check on them after you've been banging on the door forever and they're not responding.
But would you rather clean up the mess in the bathroom or directly in front of your store, 7-Eleven?
Well, again, yeah.
Because, look, if I'm trying to go to your place of business and there's a pile of excrement, I'm a lot more apprehensive to go in there. If someone's in your bathroom jacking it up, well, I don't find that out until after I've made a purchase. I'm just saying, if I'm a store owner, like, look, just use my bathroom, man, if it's that bad. I'd rather clean my bathroom than have to hose stool off the front of my business.
Yeah, I have walked up to that particular coffee shop in the morning before with the door wide open, and it is as cold as it is right now. What are you doing? You know, why is there a draft coming through right here? And the reason is because whatever they were smoking in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
They needed to get that cloud of vapors correct out of there because it wasn't. And they were telling people, like, look, don't you can't sit in here today, this morning. Not until we're going to risk it, but
Sure.
We'll make your coffee, but you just get it and go. Get it and go until we're absolutely positive that we have all this whatever
stuff
kind of aired out of the facility. More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, hola, Bichola.
Hola.
Hola, Emmett.
Emmett, welcome to the program. Random question.
Emmett.
Pat Summerall used to announce games with John Madden. Mike was famous for kind of, he had a serious alcohol problem. And sometimes it would sound like he was just waking up during a call.
Well, actually,
damn it.
Yeah.
So like he would get elbowed because he's not an army. He's like, damn it.
Right.
For Emmett's fan.
He's ripped off 50 yards already.
He I know. Work. By the time he says it,
all right, Emmett, let's go with this one. What would you say is your favorite cheap meal? Either something you have now or something you grew up with, but you still kind of enjoy it.
My favorite cheap meal.
Yeah.
I still make every once in a while, because I work night shift and I try not to wake up my roommates. I'll just open up a can of chili, make like a little bit of rice, and just have rice and beans and call that good.
What kind of chili are you using?
Just crappy Nally chili.
Oh, there's nothing crappy about Nally's.
Thank you.
I like Nally's. I do too. I'm a fan. Aren't they out of Tacoma? I don't know. I think Nally's is.
But like, I know that there's better options, but you know they're cheap and I like the taste of it, and you know it's certainly filling.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with, man, just rice and beans. I mean, it is a side dish. Like if you go to the Caribbean, that is your side dish.
Yeah. I think Nally's is down by 16th and or 16 and like Fircrest in that area, down there in the industrial area. I think that is a local product. There's nothing wrong with that.
It was. I worry it's not.
Probably not anymore. They probably moved to a newer location.
Was there anything cheap that your parents made for you when you were a kid that you still eat now? Or is that it?
Mom was pretty good about making really good food that didn't really cost a whole lot.
That is a secret.
One thing that I really like that she'll still make for me, like on my birthday every once in a while, and I need to learn how to make it, is tuna casserole.
Oh. So what, just the cream of mushroom soup, tuna, does she use cornflakes and peas and all that?
She makes like a roux from scratch, and because I hate cream of mushroom soup.
Ah, okay.
And I hate... what's the Thanksgiving dish?
Green bean casserole?
Yeah, green bean casserole. If it's made with, like, cream of mushroom soup, I really don't like it. But, like, my mom has made it before where, again, she makes it with, like, she makes a roux from scratch. And it tastes, like, significantly better than, you know, just from the can mushroom.
I can see that. That makes sense.
Brain fart.
You guys ever cut up hot dogs and put them in baked beans and cook them on the stove? Was that ever part of your life?
When I was a kid, we definitely had that sometimes.
And there's nothing wrong with doing it now. If you make a hot dog, if I have beans, I'll put them on the hot dog. Somehow, that's okay. But if you cut up your hot dog and put it in the beans, people are like, what are you, nine? I'm like... Well, it's the same thing. Put it this way. If I don't have a bun, then the hot dog's going to get chopped up with the beans. If I have a bun, I'm going to put the beans on my dog, but it's the same damn thing.
I lived in the world of a loaf of wheat bread for the week.
Yep.
And if you're going to make a hot dog and then you've got to roll it up on wheat bread, it just... But if there was a can of...
it makes you reevaluate.
A can of pork and beans, man. Like, just put it on the stove.
Yeah.
15 minutes later, you are good to go, man. Weenies get all nice and plumped up.
We made, you had some of the leftovers last week. We made hot and sour soup because we were both sick. My wife and I were like, hell, let's do the hot and sour soup. So it was super good, but we tried to add up the cost of what it cost for us to make this. And I want to say it would have been maybe $2.87 total for this thing that I had two servings that night, had leftovers the next day, brought them in. And it's like, man, why aren't we doing this more, right? It was super, super good. It does not cost jack. Like, if you have vinegar, broth, I'm trying to think what the hell. We went out and bought mushrooms just to add it.
Yeah.
Well, the most expensive thing in there was eggs. Now, keep in mind, eggs are not they don't have to be part of the recipe. They just do the egg ribbon.
Yeah.
Right? So if you subtract the eggs, which are outrageous right now, I was like, this is the cheapest freaking meal, and it is so good, and it was super filling. And so we've committed to, like, doing that more.
I'll take a rotisserie chicken, and then I will eat most of the dark meat. If not all of it, I'll eat both the legs, I'll eat both the wings, I'll eat the thighs. I will more than likely have a breast or two left.
Of course.
But I take that carcass and throw it in a pot of water.
Boom.
And, you know, as long as you've got the right root vegetables or whatever you're putting in, chicken noodle soup is easy. You'll have it forever.
It's
freaking delicious, and it's still no more than that $7 chicken cost. And you
stretch it out, man.
You can eat on that forever.
I'm pretty sure the rotisserie chicken is going to replace the bald eagle as our national bird.
I love those things.
Like everybody. Yeah. Like, it just shows up. And, like, my wife will buy one. It's just kind of sitting on the counter. And then she's like, make what you want.
Chicken,
like,
there's no chicken, set dinner. Chicken salad, whatever.
Right. It's just, there's
you can
the
make chicken.
Chicken
salad. You can make buffalo chicken dip. I like to just pull off hunks and eat it.
Yep.
Did chicken biscuits. Reese, we asked, what is your
own? By the way, in Australia, they call that the bachelor's handbag.
What's that?
When you walk out of the store with a rotisserie chicken.
They say, as far as your cheap meal goes, this comes from our friends over at Como. Harken back to a simpler time when a good hamburger was just 19 cents. You can grab one at Dick's Drive-In this week as they are celebrating their 71st anniversary. And they're rolling back the price of not only their hamburgers, but their cheeseburgers. And they will both be 19 cents.
All right.
The same price as when the first location opened on 45th and Wallingford. Now, the throwback deal is going to be available at different locations over 3 days this week. So tomorrow, you can get a 19-cent hamburger or cheeseburger at their Wallingford, Broadway, Capitol Hill, or Lake City locations.
What is their limit on this? Because if I were to tell my kids, hey, because they love Dick's, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I said, look, man, they're only 19 cents, they're going to order like 400 of them.
You can only order one a person.
Okay.
Just a reminder, you can purchase additional burgers beyond the 19 cents at our already low prices. Now, to ensure fairness and keep things running smoothly, the offer is limited to one 19-cent burger per customer, physically present at the window.
Okay. So, find your vegetarian friends and load up.
On Wednesday.
Sounds like I'm getting a deluxe and a cheeseburger.
Yeah. And on Wednesday, you can do the same thing at Queen Anne, the Crossroads, and the Federal Way locations. And then the final day is Thursday. Holman Road, the new location up in Edmonds, and the new location in Kent.
Where are the Crossroads? I've heard the name, I just don't know where it is.
It's where Robert Johnson wrote that song about the devil. But either way, 19-cent burgers.
See you at the Crossroads. I mean, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Random.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Gentlemen.
Hola.
Cheyenne, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, what do we got for you? Let's see here. Okay. Cheyenne, would you be cool with an AI sex doll in place of an actual girlfriend?
Honestly, no. I mean, you can't really substitute the real thing.
Okay.
You know, that answer makes you weird, apparently.
I have not seen... What do these things look like?
I mean,
new ones are awesome.
I mean, the sex dolls, like, I've seen pictures, and until I read that it was a sex doll, I just thought it was some hot model. So I guess now, with this AI thing, you know, gives them personalities, all that kind of thing. So you could actually have a conversation with them, should you so choose.
Now, this is why my Google's all messed up.
Click the picture, you can get at it.
My search.
So click on the picture.
Okay.
And now, you're 18, boom, right? There you go, there's your sex doll.
Okay.
She can be yours, it says.
Yeah, dude, look at this. That's a doll.
So now imagine it with AI.
$2,589.
Cheaper than a girlfriend.
Well, this one's modeled after Kendra Lust, who I believe is a porn star.
You believe?
Kendra Lust?
Yeah. You believe?
She might be a nun. It's hard to know with a name like that.
Yeah.
So you're saying no. So you think about all these incels, right? So you're having no luck. You're just not getting laid. And someone says, Cheyenne, we're going to give it to you free, man. She's good looking. She has, it has the AI personality, so she'll like you no matter how you are. She's not going to bitch at you about anything.
Yeah, but don't they learn stuff as far as just...
I mean, that's what AI is.
I think the newer ones do, but like these are just sex dolls. She's not going to talk.
There's no AI. But the AI thing is the big thing now.
Wow. I mean...
I mean, like I said, it's a slippery slope, but it just it creeps me out a little bit, even though, yes, I know it looks real. I know they learn stuff, but it just, I don't like the direction that's going.
All right.
I mean, he's right in the sense of, like, eventually you'd want to actually talk to a woman.
Sure.
But some of these, it's gracious.
Gracious. I like how Ted's like, no, I hear everything that you're saying, but look.
They say with 85% accuracy, they believe that sex with robots will overtake sex with humans by 2050.
That is their prediction.
Yeah. So 25 years from now.
Does that count as cheating if I have a long-term girlfriend, but I have sex with a robot?
I think she would think that it counts as cheating.
Well, okay. But you're not having sex with a person.
But it's
so
still
it's like
a robot.
Masturbation is not cheating, right?
Not to me, no.
No. I guess it just depends on who you're with. But they say 8 in 10 people, or men.
Men.
Think that...
8 in 10.
Think that, AI girlfriends could replace real lovers. And it's, they're saying, that's 25 years from now, but they do have a bunch of stats lately, as far as, I guess the technology's ever evolving.
Yeah. Well, so, that's their
point. I just think... What's the point of having, like, I could fathom having a sex doll that I have sex with.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to have an AI doll that talks and everything, I might as well just have a real girlfriend.
But they're saying, how about all the guys that strike out on it? All the guys are terrified to speak to women, et cetera, et cetera.
I see what you're saying.
And
right,
company, right? So that's the thing with this, is that it also provides company with the AI, because it's a whole learning algorithm. And obviously, as months go by, these things get a lot more sophisticated, but it'll know you. But the idea is, unless you program it different, it's not going to nag you about anything. Yeah. There's no, you know what I mean? Right. If that's your big problem in life, so you could sit there.
That was great. What's for dinner?
Right. And, you know, her, sister-in-law and her bum husband aren't going to ask you for money.
Yeah, none of that.
You have to be awkward about
it. In-laws coming to visit.
How'd you get a job, dude?
It's just funny. Your sister-in-law and that bum husband.
That's right.
Mike knows.
How much do they need? Why do they need this money?
I have bad news about Nally Chili, boys. Yeah.
The guy that drives a $65,000 truck, that guy?
He needs some cash.
Yeah.
Nally Chili was founded in Tacoma, Washington. But now it's owned by Pinnacle Foods. And now it's made in Iowa.
In Iowa?
Iowa. I don't really have beef with the Iowa. It just seems odd.
It does. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jess, welcome to the program. Random question. I'm going to give you this one. What would you say, Jess, is the most risque article of clothing that you own that you could wear out? You know, not necessarily your lingerie or any of that stuff that you wear at home, but do you have anything that's a little bit more risque that you could wear out in public?
I do have this kind of like see-through thing that I can wear, like, say, a jacket over, but, you know... back when I still lived in Washington, my husband and I used to go to places where you could be nude, you know, topless, whatnot.
Oh, my God. Where were these? I mean, like, what, a dinner theater? I mean, where were we going where you just, like, show up topless?
Yeah. Oh, no, it was like, I don't know if it's, like, bad of me to say because I don't live in Washington anymore, but Tiger Mountain, there's a couple of spots that are like nudist beaches.
I've
heard of that, but I don't know where it is. I mean, I've been to the top of Tiger Mountain. I never saw any boobs.
But are there any like indoor places where they're cool with that? So it's one thing to have like a nude beach or a nude colony, but like, is there a restaurant like, hey, come to Old Country Buffet this Sunday? Keep in mind, it's topless day.
I wouldn't do that to those old people. Come on.
All right. How often do you think
you have a low cut?
Even for a guy, though, I would say outside of summertime, you just generally don't eat shirtless.
No, I generally do not.
I don't eat shirtless in the summertime. Like, if we're eating crabs.
What about if we're at a cookout?
Eating shirtless?
Oh, we're just, you know, we pop the tarps off. The boys are, you know, having fun.
Hanging around a pool.
You hand me a hot
dog? Something?
I got to put a shirt on?
I mean, saying, are you eating with utensils? Or is this strictly like...
It's a hot dog.
All right. Well, if you want to eat a hot dog shirtless, I mean, sure.
I mean,
I'd rather eat a hot dog shirtless in wintertime than get caught dead eating it with a fork.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
I'd sit down for a fork and knife meal shirtless. If it's summertime, like...
Yeah, steak and corn on the cob shirtless. Sounds fun.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to get dressed in the summer. So if you offer me food, like, cool. Okay. This is how I'm going to eat it, man.
I've definitely eaten pieces of pizza at night shirtless.
Probably eating more shirtless. What food do you think you've eaten the most shirtless? I'm going to say it's probably pizza.
Popcorn, because it's so easy to make a bag of popcorn in the microwave.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And typically, I'm not wearing clothes in the evening. So
maybe chips and salsa? Because I feel like it's summertime, the tarps are off.
just trying to think. Ted, now that I have kids, it's like I'm not. If I eat popcorn, I'm probably watching something with them. But if I'm now shirtless and eating, everyone else has gone to bed, I'm probably still either peanut butter and jelly or pizza.
Pizza is high on the list.
Right, because it's like, I am high, I just want something to eat, there it is, I'm not putting on clothes for this, and I'm not sitting down, I am standing at the kitchen counter.
I've definitely woken up on like a Sunday morning, hungover, eating cold pizza shirtless, and got back to bed.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any risque clothes, Ted?
I do not. I mean, what's risque for a guy? For you,
booty shorts. Is there such a thing for a guy?
When I went to this wedding down in Austin, the shorts I had on were whew.
Right.
I mean, you could see a lot of leg.
All right, but nothing else. I mean, just high thighs, right?
Yeah, probably booty shorts are probably the most risque thing I own. Because, I mean, like, again, you're a dude, so if you're shirtless, even if you're out of shape, it's just like, that's a shirtless dude.
Yeah. Okay. Raise your hands, what is the most risque clothing you own? Spirit Airlines, believe it or not, has tightened up its dress code for passengers. And they've included offensive tattoos, which are now on the forbidden list. But what constitutes offensive in the case of body art is not spelled out. So
because it's purely subjective.
It's a gray area. Flyers can get booted off the plane if they are barefoot or inadequately clothed.
So they were letting people that were barefoot on the plane before?
Did you see the picture of Jennifer Lopez's dress that she was wearing over the weekend that was see-through?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Now, this is Jennifer Lopez. I do not believe that she's going to step on a Spirit Airlines flight.
She probably
has her own airplane and all that stuff. The difference is, if she walks on the plane with that dress on, it's still Jennifer Lopez, whether you recognize her or not.
Sure.
This is a very attractive person that's wearing a see-through dress. Back to the subjective part of this.
Right.
Okay.
I'm looking at it right now, though, but I think she's elegant and beautiful enough you let it go.
Okay.
Even Spirit Airlines with the new rules.
Right. You cannot expose a lot of breasts. You cannot expose buttocks or other private areas. Body art, if it's lewd, obscene, or offensive in nature, will also get you kicked off the airplane unless you cover up.
Well, the butt part I understand is you're sitting in a seat. Like, I don't care if your boobs are out. Your boobs have nothing to do with me. But if your sweaty ass is sitting on the seat, I'd prefer there is some coverage.
Mm-hmm. Now, Southwest, for instance, they do not allow clothing that is lewd, obscene, or patently offensive. Now, this is where I could get into trouble.
Okay.
Just based on shirts that I have that say certain things. It's just stupid. I mean, like, 18-year-old stuff, but my daughter bought it for me for a birthday gift.
Right.
So I have a shirt that says, F you, you effing F.
Right. But would you wear that to the airport?
No.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if you own it. Like, would you? I have some shirts, but I'm like, I'm not wearing this outside of the home.
I'm very selective on where I wear that shirt to.
Yeah.
Because you just got to know your audience. I don't want to go any place where, in other words, I'm not going to go any place where children are present.
Right.
So, a bar.
I mean, yeah, a bar, nobody cares.
Dive bar, that's fine. I mean, if I go to the 5 Point with that shirt on, I'm going to get high-fived by everybody that works.
Yeah, of course.
Correct.
But if three other people are going
to
happen.
But if I sit at the bar at the Better Daniels wearing that shirt, I'm not going to get the same look.
Sure.
So, yeah. Maybe I should try that.
Random. That's
why those are phones.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll reset the phone lines. If you are on hold, call back now. 206-803-ROCK.